Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Mental Health and Well-being in the Workplace by Donna Butler and Jill Hassan. This enlightening 2020 book offers vital strategies to foster mental health wellness in professional environments. Through their expert lens, Butler, an experienced psychotherapist, and Hassan, a seasoned author on mental health, dissect the intricacies of mental well-being at work. They discuss the contributing factors to mental distress and deliver practical advice for both individuals and organizations to nurture a healthier workplace. This guide is an invaluable resource for anyone experiencing workplace mental health challenges, leaders aiming to cultivate a supportive work environment, and human resource professionals eager to implement innovative wellness strategies. Tune in to explore how this book can transform your professional space into a bastion of mental well-being. Mental Health and Well-being in the Workplace, a practical guide for employers and employees. Introduction: Understanding Mental Health in the Workplace. The modern workplace can often be a source of significant stress. Occasionally, we all face those challenging days at work where nothing seems to go right. But what if those sporadic bad days stretch into weeks or even months? What if the stress begins to feel not just burdensome but utterly overwhelming? For many, this is a harsh reality and may indicate the onset of a mental health struggle. Issues like depression and anxiety are prevalent, affecting a large portion of the population at some point in their lifetime. And notably, the workplace can often be both the source of these problems and a potential ground for fostering solutions. This detailed exploration offers valuable insights into maintaining and enhancing mental well-being at work. It's crafted for everyone, whether you're an employee facing these challenges or a manager looking to support your team effectively. In this discussion, you'll discover practical strategies, such as achieving a healthier work-life balance to alleviate stress, the benefits of maintaining a thought diary to manage anxiety and depressive symptoms, ways in which managers can actively support team members dealing with mental health issues, creating a supportive and understanding workplace environment. By adapting these strategies, both employees and managers can work together towards creating a more positive, productive, and mentally healthy workplace. Part 1. Defining Mental Well-being and Recognizing Its Indicators. When you think about well-being, what comes to mind? Perhaps it conjures images of jogging through a park, eating a balanced diet, or simply feeling physically healthy. Yes, physical health is a crucial component of overall wellness, but true well-being encompasses much more. It includes mental health as well. Well-being is not just about the absence of illness. It's about feeling good, both physically and mentally. But what exactly does good mental health look like? It's about feeling confident, having a healthy self-esteem, and being able to express and manage a range of emotions, from happiness to sadness, from anger to excitement. Good mental health is essential for reaching one's full potential and living a fulfilling life. The first step to achieving mental well-being is understanding what it entails and recognizing that mental health is as significant as physical health. An important aspect of mental health is the ability to sustain positive interpersonal relationships. These relationships can be vital sources of support during stressful times, aiding one in managing daily life's challenges. Yet, despite its importance, mental health issues are widespread, with studies indicating that 1 out of every 4 individuals may experience some form of mental illness during their lives. Despite this, mental health problems are often overlooked, even by those closest to the individuals experiencing them. This oversight can partly be attributed to a lack of awareness about the signs of mental distress. Recognizing these signs is essential. They can manifest as increased irritability or sadness, unexplained mood swings, withdrawal from social interactions, sleep disturbances, or even unexplained physical symptoms like recurring pain. Work environments often play a significant role in these symptoms. As we delve deeper into the subject, we will explore the ways in which workplaces influence mental health and what can be done both by individuals and their employers to mitigate these impacts and promote mental well-being. Part 2. Key factors influencing mental well-being at work. What truly makes a job enjoyable or fulfilling varies widely among individuals. For some, a high salary is crucial, while others might prioritize career growth or a friendly work environment. Though preferences differ, there are foundational aspects of work that universally contribute to mental well-being. Mental well-being in the workplace hinges on several critical factors. Firstly, the demands of your job play a significant role in your mental health. Feeling competent and able to manage the responsibilities and requirements of your role contributes to a positive state of mind. This includes being comfortable in your work environment, managing work patterns effectively, and handling the workload. Another vital factor is the control you have over your work. Mental well-being is enhanced when you have autonomy in how you perform your tasks and duties. The quality of relationships within the workplace is equally critical. A harmonious work environment, free from excessive conflict and behaviors such as bullying, is essential for maintaining good mental health. Understanding your role clearly within the organization also contributes significantly to your well-being. Ambiguity or conflicting expectations regarding your role can lead to stress and dissatisfaction. Lastly, how organizational changes are managed can impact your mental health. Changes are integral to business growth, but they can be stressful. Feeling informed and involved in these changes can mitigate negative impacts on your mental health. When these aspects are thoughtfully addressed and managed, employees are more likely to experience enhanced mental well-being, leading to better performance and decreased absenteeism. Conversely, poor management of these areas often results in increased stress, reduced productivity, and higher rates of sickness. Let's now look at how you can foster an environment that supports mental health in your workplace. Part 3. How leaders can champion mental well-being in the workplace. In the quest to boost productivity and ensure employee satisfaction, one critical aspect often overlooked by leaders is the mental well-being of their team. While the desire to support staff is usually strong, many leaders find themselves at a loss about where to start. The solution begins quite simply, by listening and learning from employees themselves. It's essential for leaders to understand the emotional pulse of their workplace if they are to effectively address and alleviate any issues their team might be facing. The cornerstone of this approach is action. Leaders must actively pursue strategies to improve their employees' well-being. A practical first step is assessing the mental health landscape of your organization. This can be achieved through anonymous surveys where employees can freely express their current mental state, discuss their work relations, and share how supported they feel by management. These insights allow leaders to pinpoint problematic areas that may be affecting the mental health of their employees and prioritize these issues for resolution. Creating an environment where mental health is openly discussed is another vital strategy. Despite the prevalence of stress and anxiety in the workplace, a significant portion of employees may feel reluctant to share their mental health struggles. It's crucial for leadership to dismantle these barriers by fostering a culture where discussions about mental health are normalized. Small yet meaningful actions can help promote this culture. For example, placing posters that raise mental health awareness around the office, incorporating mental health segments into company newsletters, or featuring resources on the company's digital platforms can make a substantial difference. Leaders can also actively participate in normalizing these conversations by sharing their own experiences with stress during team meetings. By doing so, they set a powerful example that discussing mental health is not only acceptable, but encouraged. Ultimately, these efforts contribute to a more supportive, understanding, and productive workplace. Through active listening, proactive assessment, and fostering open dialogues about mental health, leaders can significantly enhance the well-being and overall performance of their teams. Part 4. Empower your mental health by mastering work-life balance. It's widely recognized that employers play a crucial role in the mental well-being of their employees. However, as an employee, you also have significant power to foster your own well-being. Key to this is managing and optimizing your work-life balance. Achieving a sound work-life balance means allocating ample time both to your professional responsibilities and your personal activities, be it spending time with friends, indulging in hobbies, or exercising. Such activities are not just pastimes, they are essential to your mental resilience, helping you manage work-related stress more effectively. The cornerstone here is clear. Better mental health starts with a better work-life balance. To enhance your work-life balance, start by setting definitive limits on your work hours. Research indicates that stress levels correlate directly with the length of the workday. The longer the hours, the greater the mental strain. One practical method to enforce this boundary is to schedule personal activities immediately after work. Planning something enjoyable, like a dinner with friends or a fitness class, can provide a compelling reason to step away from work at a reasonable hour. Another strategy involves the psychological principle known as the Zeigarnik effect, where incomplete tasks tend to linger in our minds. By taking a few minutes to jot down a to-do list before leaving work, you signal to your brain that these tasks are accounted for and reduce mental preoccupation with unfinished work. This simple act can significantly alleviate stress and make your personal time more relaxing and enjoyable. Rethinking how you use your commute time can also make a big difference. Instead of extending your workday by catching up on emails or calls during your commute, consider this time as a transitional period where you can engage in non-work-related activities, such as listening to a podcast, enjoying music, or reading a book. This not only helps in mentally separating your work and personal life, but also decreases stress by shortening the perceived length of your workday. By adopting these strategies, you can take proactive steps towards maintaining a healthier work-life balance, paving the way for improved mental health and overall life satisfaction. Part 5. Supporting mental health in the workplace with wellness action plans. As a manager, you may inevitably encounter situations where a member of your team is struggling with mental health issues. Knowing the best way to support them can be challenging, but taking proactive, compassionate steps can make a significant difference. Employees facing mental health challenges might exhibit signs like emotional distress in meetings, frequent absences, or tensions with colleagues. Some may even share diagnoses of mental health conditions with you. In any case, it's crucial not to ignore these signals. The central idea here is, managers can assist struggling employees effectively by collaborating on a wellness action plan. If you notice a team member showing signs of distress, it's essential to approach the situation with sensitivity. Initiating a private conversation is a respectful way to start. During the conversation, express your concern and willingness to support them. A wellness action plan is a valuable tool in this process. This is a personalized document created through a collaborative discussion between you and the employee. It should outline the specific mental health challenges the employee faces, any triggers within the workplace, and strategies to manage these challenges. Together, you can define actionable steps tailored to their needs, such as adjusting contact hours, modifying workloads, or facilitating access to professional counseling services. The action plan should focus strictly on work-related aspects of the employee's mental health rather than personal life issues, maintaining professional boundaries. Additionally, incorporate what signs of positive mental health look like for them so both of you can recognize progress or the need for further support in the future. By using a wellness action plan, you not only help an individual employee manage their mental health challenges, but also foster a workplace culture that values and supports mental well-being for everyone. This approach underscores the importance of active and thoughtful engagement from managers in promoting a healthy work environment. Part 6. Discovering mental health triggers through a thought diary. Dealing with mental health issues can often leave you feeling helpless, like you're trapped in a cycle of negative emotions with no end in sight. However, it's crucial to remember that there are tools and techniques that can help you regain control and stabilize your mental state. One effective method is identifying the triggers that cause dips in your mental health. These triggers could be events or situations in either your personal life or at work that lead to stress or anxiety. The core message is simple. You can discover your mental health triggers by starting a thought diary. A thought diary is a personal record where you jot down daily occurrences along with the thoughts and emotions they evoke. For example, if you missed a deadline at work, you may record that event in your diary alongside feelings of inadequacy or failure. Perhaps you might also note that you had trouble sleeping that night and felt stressed and tired the next day. Reviewing these entries can illuminate how one negative event and the thoughts it triggered cascaded into further stress and anxiety. By understanding these patterns, you can begin to disrupt them. The next time a similar situation occurs, you might challenge your initial negative thoughts by considering more positive or rational interpretations, thereby potentially averting a downward spiral. Aside from emotional triggers, physical factors like sleep quality can also significantly impact your mental health. If you notice that poor sleep is a frequent precursor to bad days, consider adopting better sleep hygiene. This might involve reducing screen time before bed, as the blue light from devices can disrupt your natural sleep cycle. Additionally, avoid heavy meals close to bedtime to prevent sleep disturbances. Ultimately, while lifestyle adjustments like monitoring your diet, sleep, and media consumption are beneficial, they may not completely resolve underlying issues. If stressors in your work environment or other areas of your life persistently overwhelm your ability to cope, seeking professional help is a pivotal step towards recovery. By using a thought diary to understand and manage your triggers, and by taking care of your physical health, you can significantly enhance your mental well-being and build resilience against future stressors. Final summary. Mental health affects everyone differently, and navigating through its complexities is a universal challenge. Whether you're grappling with the pressures of your job or managing a team, understanding the nuances of mental well-being is crucial for maintaining a healthy work environment. Here's the essential message. No matter where you find yourself on the mental health spectrum, there are actionable steps you can take to improve your situation. Recognizing what triggers your stress and assessing your work-life balance are instrumental in managing your mental health effectively. For those in leadership roles, investing in the well-being of your employees is not just a moral obligation. It's a strategic imperative that can drive the success of your organization. Creating a supportive work environment where mental health is prioritized benefits everyone. Employees feel valued and perform better, and organizations see increased productivity and reduced turnover. Remember, mental well-being is not just a personal issue, it's a fundamental aspect of organizational health that requires attention and action from all levels of leadership. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.